Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ever make different noises when you come or no? My noises
are
all the same.
What does crying sound like? I'm just like, when is quarantine gonna be over? What's up, man? It's quarantine. We out here. What day is it of quarantine?
How many days have we been quarantined?
Yeah.
Is it us? Because it's not like a national mandate quarantine.
I've been outside.
I've been outside a couple times, but the thought of going outside makes me think I'm gonna get something. So I've been not going outside.
Every time I go outside, I just see more people and I'm reassured. It's when I stay inside and I listen to the news and I'm like, oh, motherfuckers, I need a gun. I need an AK. I need a machete.
I need a gun so bad. I'm not going to go buy one, but if someone sold me one, I would buy one.
Dude, my neighbor had something delivered on Amazon last night at 9 p.m. And I was like, there's no way that's a legit thing. Amazon shut down. This is not real. We're getting broken into. And I walk out and there's a guy getting a chair delivered to his house.
Why are you going
to
get a chair during quarantine? Oh, maybe you need to sit down.
Yeah. He's just like, man, what do I do here?
Sit.
What? Just sit down.
Dude, I've been jerking off like a crazy person.
Well, I could have told you that. How's the fleshlight doing? I feel like I would walk into the apartment, and your fleshlight just chain smoking cigarettes, being like, I need a day off.
Just
I've been putting in overtime. This motherfucker don't care about my health.
I have not taken Felicity the fleshlight out in
Beefy.
Do you love me? Are you batting?
She's riding all right.
She's fine. She's fine.
She's riding.
She hasn't rode in a while, dude. It's dangerous. I feel like it's like crack a little bit. So I'm just, she's been in my drawer for a very long time.
Is that where you keep her?
In the drawer.
All right.
Should I keep her like on my pillow?
I'm curious. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe at the dinner table.
I don't even have a dinner table. You got a dinner table?
Not really.
You
got that little table.
Yeah, but I live alone, right? I guess it is my dinner table. It's my dinner table. It's my standing desk. It's my everything.
It is.
I've never, huh?
Whole ass dinner table?
Yeah, dude. Living by yourself was hilarious. There's a bunch of sad elements living by yourself, dude. You wake up and then no one's there. Just all the time.
The weirdest part is when I lived alone for like 2 months, I was like, it would be like 3 p.m. I'd be like, I haven't said a word yet.
I do that all the time.
I haven't said a word out loud. And then I'll be like, all right, ready? In my head, I'll be like, 3, 2, 1. Hello. And no response.
Bro. The amount of times that I talk to myself being alone, it like if someone just overheard and like, oh, this person's insane.
Yeah.
Like so many
times. But it is kind of nice. You don't have to like lower your voice or anything. You can just be out here.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of nice elements of living by yourself. One of them, you can be very loud. Two of them, you can just jerk off wherever you want. Like if I want to jerk off like at the kitchen table because I feel a little frisky.
Kitchen table for you is still good though. That's solid.
Yeah.
Because you're out of the office.
I'm at, yeah.
Your home office.
I haven't jerked off in the home office in a while.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm changing myself. I think I'm growing as a person.
This podcast is changing you to be a better man.
Honestly?
Without this podcast, you'd be living in a goddamn igloo in there.
Dude,
quarantine that cock, boy.
God. Whoa.
Shooting up walls.
You ever come on a wall?
Came on a wall. When was the last time you had a roommate?
Like 3 years.
Really?
No, it's been like 2 years. My last roommate was the girlfriend before that. Was my last roommate.
Mm.
She was a pretty good roommate.
I'd hope.
Yeah. I mean, she was a little dirty.
When was the last time you had to be self-conscious of like, am I making too much noise when I'm banging? Or do you not?
Oh, I usually don't do that. I've been yelled at by numerous roommates. Like, I had a roommate come in during. They'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't talk for like 4 days. Him and I.
Wow.
We had. I mean,
dude. Did you like lock eyes with your ball sack when you walked in?
No,
I wouldn't
no.
talk to somebody for 4 days if that happened.
Well, and he was like my, he still is like one of my best friends. He came in. The whole reason why we didn't talk and the reason I was furious
banging
at him.
His girlfriend. I feel
yeah,
that.
It was his wife.
Yeah.
It was his daughter.
Jesus.
I know, sorry. But because like he came in, he obviously scared the fuck out of us. And then she never wanted to come back to the apartment. So it's like, you ruined that moment, and then you ruined all subsequent moments of maybe her coming over. She didn't want to come over. So like, bro, you like cockblocked me for like, you that one action was a cockblock for like months.
Or.
Okay, give it to me.
Buy a door lock.
Oh, it was in Harlem. They don't even have door locks. Was it locked? No, our doors didn't lock.
That's a bold move on your end.
It is.
You're almost asking for somebody to come in. That's like leaving breadcrumbs and not expecting a bird to walk up.
Bro, but that's insane. To that hear is. Fucking and to open the door.
Yeah.
And then yell. Like, yell.
He was How long do you think he was out front of the door with his ear against it, like in a movie, just listening?
I think he was stewing in his room for a while.
Okay, the room shit is separate.
Yeah. And then he came and then I think he was stewing a bunch. And then he reached 1,000 and then like walked, like stormed to my room and then opened the door.
Yeah, I never really had it too bad like that. Like, I would never, like, all my roommates in the past. In my old house in college, there was 5 rooms, 6 of us, though, and 2 guys shared the master. And the one dude always had his girlfriend over, and he said he would wake up every morning to the boyfriend and girlfriend banging in the shower, and the other guy would just be in bed just sleeping.
Hold on, I don't understand.
Okay, master bedroom,
Got
right?
It.
So it's big bedroom, 2 beds.
Yes.
2 guys live in there.
Oh.
And one of the guys would always have his girlfriend over. And
yes.
Then the other guy who was single, lonely fuck, would be sleeping.
Just because you're single doesn't mean you're lonely as fuck.
No, he's lonely as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his name is Michael.
Me too.
He's lonely fuck. No, so he'd wake up every morning because he had like early ass classes. So it'd be like 7 a.m. He would wake up to his roommate banging in the shower. And then, you know, when people try to be quiet, but they make it even louder, he'd be like, shh. You got it. He's sleeping. But it's like, I hear you saying that.
I completely hear
it's
you.
It's like, I appreciate you being conscious of my sleep. I almost said slept, but that's not a thing.
Uh-uh.
I just thought it's funny. That's irrelevant. But I just thought I would be so mad if I woke up every morning. Because I get mad if I wake up and somebody's phone alarm is going off. And they hit snooze. I'd be like, wake up. Get out.
Dude, my neighbors, they bang loud as fuck. I have a joke about it. It's great. I big up their sex all the time. I'm like, dude, great
Oh, that's
work.
A true story.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's they and do you know what's funny is I ran into them recently, like 2 days after I posted that joke on Instagram, and I was like, yo, you gotta see this. I posted a joke about you. They go, what? And I showed
Are you guys, like close?
Yeah, I mean, I know them. We see, like, they have a really cute dog, and I see them, like, when I get the mail or, like, when they're out chilling, smoking or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, you know a lot about them.
I know a lot about them.
A lot.
But they always, the reason I bring it up was when you talk about the alarm. They have, like, an Alexa alarm shit, and so they're always constantly, they're just like, Alexa, snooze.
Oh, you can hear it that well?
Yeah. Well, because, dude, if you talk at a Alexa snooze level, it's pretty loud. Because you're not going to be like, Alexa, snooze. You're going to be like, Alexa, snooze. Like, you're pissed that it went off.
Yeah.
So I can hear it. So they fucking, oh my God. 6 times Alexa snoozes. You get 2 Alexa snoozes.
Yeah, I'll get them 2.
7? 8? You don't even have a job.
Late anyways. Yeah, right?
You don't have a job. Dude, speaking of people not having jobs, bro. No jobs. Comedy's done, by the way.
Stand-up comedy. Done.
I don't know if you guys know this, but every live show is canceled. We have no jobs. This is our job now. He's got YouTube and this, and I've got this.
I'm a full-time YouTuber now. I'm a YouTube podcast guy.
How does that make you feel good? How does that make you feel good? Not a sentence.
Yeah, see, this guy talks for a living, and now he can't even do that. He's slowly disintegrating into it. It just makes me feel like I'm a full-time YouTuber now. Because it's like, all I have to worry about is videos. Like, you can write stand-up still, but it's like, you don't have anywhere to perform it. You can write to stay sharp, but for me, I'm just like, I might just make a bunch of videos and just double down on that.
Yeah, because it's weird because at night I have nothing to do now. Usually it's like do like meetings and work during
the
day, and then you go
take
at
a
night,
little nap, and you're like, oh, I got to be somewhere at 7.
Yep, and you go out, like, do some shows. But now it's just like, I guess I'll just edit all day. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's really nothing else to do.
It is weird just being inside all day. Like, you're outside, you see the sun, and then it's night, and you look out, and it's dark, and you're just like, why don't you go to bed now?
Dude, I've been going to bed.
It annoys me.
The only time...
Pisses me off.
The only time I've been, if I have, like, girls over during quarantine, whatever.
Okay.
The only time...
You're doing that?
Huh?
You having girls over in quarantine?
Let me tell you something. I've been
quarantine
dumb.
Coochie?
I've been dumb as fuck.
Well, I could have told you that.
I hooked up with one girl in my car because she didn't want to. She was like, it's the first date. I'm going to go home. I don't want to like, hey, hey, hey. Which yeah, I respect, got, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So we were making out in the car out front of her place like we were 17.
Oh, yeah. Prom
and
tomorrow. Yeah.
Yes. Probably winter formal. Yeah. And I, not remembering the quarantine corona, put all of her fingers in my mouth.
I think that's the worst. worst thing you could have done.
I did it. And it was like in this hot motion. Then I like put my fingers in her mouth.
I don't think
it
would have been worse. Yeah, if you put it in her mouth and then rubbed her face and then rubbed her face after.
I still think, dude, we just came from a bar. She was touching everything.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't realize it until I dropped her off and I left. And I was like, bye, whatever. And then I drove like 4 minutes down the road and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I put all, even her index finger?
Thumb?
Thumb.
How'd it taste?
I don't know.
You don't know. What does a finger taste like?
Like a finger. Little acidy. You never put a finger in your mouth?
I feel like it tastes like a little, kind of like a penny, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Tastes a little acidy.
Like a penny mixed with a lemon.
Like sweaty change is what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the moment, it's kind of hot, but like, you know, I said on this podcast 100 times, like when I get in that mode, I have a little switch and I switch. I'm not me anymore. I'm like this sort of like a little animal guy. And then, but when the switch is off, then everything floods back like logic. And I'm like, oh, dude.
Right.
Dude, Michael, what are you doing? I guess this has to be my wife now because she gave me corona.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Are you extra washing your hands right now?
Yeah. Washing them a lot. I don't know. I feel like might as well, you know. But it's like, it's a very half-assed wash.
Do you do the happy birthday?
Nah, fuck no. Think that's an insane thing.
Have you ever
tried? Just say 20 seconds.
Have you ever tried a happy birthday? I get bored halfway through.
Well, also.
Too many verses.
Why twice? The crazy thing
twice?
Is.
Twice?
That's what people say. They say, sing happy birthday twice.
Oh, I had a happy birthday once.
Just imagine just taking a pee and you just hear. I'd be like, I'm getting stabbed immediately.
Yep.
That's a serial killer shit.
And then he's going to harvest my organs.
Yeah. Ted Bundy makes it the first verse and be like, I don't feel comfortable doing this shit.
It's weird.
It is. Well, out of all the songs, be like, at least be like, sing half a Lil Pump song. I'd be like, all right, I can do that.
Yeah, half a Lil Pump song's
minute and a half. Codeine, 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 codeine. And then you're done.
Where's Lil Pump? Where is he? Is he dead?
No, I think he's immune to the virus.
I think he's too short that it goes right over.
Yes.
That's why Kevin Durant got it.
He got it?
Yeah.
KD?
He's too tall. He's too tall, so he got it. I think if you're under like 4'11", you're good.
Okay.
I'm a doctor, so I'm Fauci.
Oh, I want to grow. I'm going to grow out. You know how people do playoff beards? I'm going to do a mustache the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not going to look good.
How many days are you in on this mustache? I see it a little bit. If the light hits
3 days,
perfectly.
3 days, maybe?
3 days?
I don't know. Right. Maybe four.
I can't grow a beard at all.
Four
either.
And a quarter.
Can you grow at all?
I get that neck beard.
Just the neck?
That neck. Neck and then like a little bit of the sideburns, but like the neck comes in heavier, you know? Like a little hammock of hair.
I wonder what that is. Because my shit is like patchy as fuck. Nothing connects. It looks like crop circles.
Yeah, it's like, get it together, body. You know what the fuck? It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't get it. Full grown man. No, like, beard?
Take
what?
Some hair from other places, body, and fucking throw it up to the top.
Don't need asshole hair. What's that for? What the fuck? Gabriel, I'm sorry. Can you please look that up? What is that for? To stop ants from getting in there? Critters? Spiders? What are we doing here?
You get cold, protect it.
But I don't understand. It only hinders your asshole. It only just makes more. If you don't wipe, or you don't wipe well, dude, I've been using wet wipes recently.
How do you feel about them?
Oh my God, what have I been doing?
They're solid, dude. It's like,
oh, you're in them.
I've used them before though. They're great.
Oh man, I am so in. I feel like I took a shower in my asshole. Yeah, every single poop.
It's a handheld bidet, I'll tell you that
much. It is a poor person's bidet.
It is nice. And you feel confident. Like if a girl were to bust in the bathroom, like, let me suck your dick, you'd be like, I'm ready for it.
Dude, I'm always ready. You ever had those moments where a girl's going down on you, you go,
I don't know about this. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're thinking about your whole day. You're like, okay, 9:30, I had to take the stairs because the elevator was broken. I had a little bit of sweat. It was 14 flights. I don't know if you should. Oh, you're down there.
I went bowling.
If you got sweaty balls after bowling, you better bowl 300.
Dude, I sweat all the time bowling. You fuck with bowling?
I like the bumpers.
What? Do you really put bumpers down?
No, you can't once you're like, I don't know, over the age of 8, but
that was so I like funny. Them. Yo, we should go and we should ask for bumpers dead serious.
Yeah.
Sir, I'd like bumpers.
And then he's like, oh, I don't. And then he'd be like, did you just miss identify my age in 2020. He's like, "Sir, your ID is in front of me. It says you're 27. You just bought a Corona beer. Did you just give me the fucking bumpers?" Nah, bumpers, I don't know. I like bowling. I like to try to do the spinny shit where it comes in a little.
I don't know how to do that.
It fondles the edge of the gutter.
Do you do that?
Sometimes.
I feel like you I'll would be good at bowling. I feel like you're really good at white people's sports.
You would think.
But
I'm not.
Nothing.
No.
Is there a sport that you're good at? You're pretty good at golf. Fine at golf.
I could hang, you know.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
Is your dad athletic? Your dad looks at... Oh, he's not.
My dad was big. He's big. He used to ride bikes. Like Diamondbacks and shit.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No, I mean, sports were just never a thing in my family.
What
ever.
Was? Nothing?
My mom's a good cook.
Yeah. Mom never did sports?
Nah.
All right.
I don't know. But that's what's great about what I do today. I don't have to... If you threw a microphone at me on stage and that's how I had to start my show, I wouldn't do stand-up. I'd be scared.
So funny.
Bro, like, I would get nervous in class. She'd be like... Because, you know, when they call on you, sometimes they give you a candy. Like, if you got the answer right, I would purposely get the answer wrong. She'd be like, "What is 42 divided by 3? And I'd be like, potassium? And then she'd be like, "Oh, okay."
Just throw you a banana.
Yeah, I would be nervous to catch you because you're in front of the whole class and you drop that little bag of Skittles. Everybody's like, "This fucking bitch."
Dude, what type of fucking fantastic school did you go to? Gabe doesn't know because he didn't go to school. But
Jesus.
What?
He was homeschooled.
Yeah.
What, his little brother can't throw him some?
No.
Yeah, he never did.
Gabe interview. No, we're getting close. The Gabe interview. We're 100 Patreons away from the Gabe interview?
We are 100 Patreons away from the Gabe
Let's interview. Let's go. Dude, we got to do, I think, for the Gabe interview, not to sidetrack, we got to do like a chair, all the lights are off, and then a spotlight on him.
I love that. Or candle lit.
Okay.
Nothing but candles, like a seance. And bring in one of those girls that I've had sex with that's for sure a witch. And then she could do like spells as we're doing the podcast.
Anyways, the school I went to.
There you go.
Very nice.
But no, but how like, how phenomenal was the goddamn school? No one threw candy.
No, like some teachers would do that to be like, because as a teacher, you want to be the cool teach.
Do you?
Yeah.
My teachers were all nuns. They didn't give a fuck.
What fucking year were you born? 1812?
1811, first of all. What do you mean, dude? There's mad nuns. You think they're all dead?
I think they just gave up.
They didn't give... Dude, what do you... What?
Dude, like, they just fucking work for the Girl Scout organization.
I don't know if you know this, man, but fucking... The Catholic organization is killing
something.
It.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about sexual.
I went over to the light side.
Yeah.
No, there's many, but they... But I... Dude, I was taught by nothing but none. There was a few teachers.
Okay, well, how true is that beat the students... That's crazy. I used to get candy. You would get fucking yardsticks across your knuckles.
They would hit you with rulers on your knuckles. Yeah, it only happened to me like twice, and that was like really early on. There's a couple nuns that were like super old that still had that mentality, but most of the nuns were like younger or whatever, and they didn't do that.
Why would they hit people just for interrupting the class?
All types of shit, man. But yeah, interrupting the class mostly.
What if you got the wrong answer?
I wouldn't, dude. This is how crazy my principal, who was a nun when she was younger. I think we talked about this before, but whatever. But she was left-handed, and they made her be right-handed. Can you imagine? Just be like, "Hey, man, I don't write with my right hand," and then they go, like, "Yes, you do."
Your signature right here, and she like goes to grab with the left, and like, "Your other left." What? I only got one. Your other left.
It is God. That's so funny. I don't write with that hand.
What was cursive for?
Nothing. The only, when did you
motherfuckers
use
were bored in fourth grade and they're like, "We don't know what to," between third and fifth grade, we can't really throw them the hard math long equations yet. So y'all just learn to make your letters drunk and lean into each other.
They're on a roller coaster. We don't need it. No one needs it. I don't think they teach anymore in class. Gabe.
Asshole hair.
Thanks.
Yeah. So there's a couple theories.
Theories. There's no hard facts.
Yeah, there's no hard facts on it. There's really? A theory that says that
only hard dicks.
That
we're gonna get a hairy
ass hair.
It's because you need it.
It says that the one theory is that ass hair helps us communicate by scent in the same way that like that's why all like a lot of our areas with body hair are also have odors that like humans evolved to be able to like communicate with scent. That's a theory, and then the other theory is that
you
it
get
a
scent.
That it sort of prevents chafing.
Just rub your body with Ciroc and be like, "You trying to fuck?"
P. did it?
Is that peach Ciroc?
That's fascinating.
What was the last one?
That it acts as kind of a protective layer and prevents chafing.
I mean, that makes sense, because think of how come we don't have hair on the back of our knees? Sometimes our knees are like this. You know what I mean? How come we don't have that?
Because I think they didn't have skinny jeans back in the day.
That's true. There's some Italian guys definitely that have hair on the back of their kneecaps.
Some people just got hair every. Like, if you got hair, you a hairy dude?
I'm not a hairy dude at all. Look at my arms, bro. I'm not hairy at all. Yes. Dude, the last two girls that were my girlfriends, just half an animals. Both
really?
Of them.
Really?
Yeah.
They just keep it all in control? Or?
Yeah, they're just laser, bro.
And then you go camping for 4 days and you're like, right, we got to take a trip down the mountain to CVS.
I go, baby, there's a gorilla. She goes, it's me. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I tell you what, girls know when their legs are prickly and they use that shit as a weapon against you.
They'll
be laying in bed, be like, oh, you don't want to do this? I'll fuck it. Bah, bah. And you're like, that's a fucking baseball bat with nails in it, fam.
Also, I love
that's
when they go.
That's a felony.
I love when they go, we can't. I haven't shaved. Hey, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but sometimes if the legs are all prickled up, you got to. Your legs got to do the Y from the YMCA, and you got to get in the angle so you ain't fucking banging, or you choose as grip.
Yeah. Also, if they have hair on their feet, wow, gross.
You're against it.
Why would I be for it?
You know what? I picture anything foot related, you're for it.
No.
That's just hair.
Is there any place on a woman besides her head that you want hair? Maybe her eyebrows. Everything else. What?
I mean, it's her choice.
Oh, don't fucking do that to me, bro. Don't you dare.
And by that, I mean, say that shit. Nah.
Don't you dare. First of all, listen, you know what's actually coming back that I'm surprised I'm like into it? Vagina hair.
The V up top?
Just more than that. Sort of like
Kendra told us she had that shit.
What?
She got the shit, the V, the triangle. Oh, pyramid.
But that doesn't really count for me as like hair.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about like hair. Not like a bush bush. Not a bush and not on the lips, but like above. It's just like there. You've seen porn where there's like just a, it's like a, you know, like a baseball size, softball size, just patch of hair. Not shaped into a Nike check, just fucking, just a.
That is. The softball?
Yeah, just right there.
Oh, like circumference or like height?
Oh, height. No, thank you, madam. I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to.
Looks like Saturn just chilling up there.
Yeah, I don't even.
Hold up.
A fucking bonsai tree. What the fuck is that?
Huh?
But yeah, just
I
on
think
the top.
You got to commit. It's got to, like, I mean, it's kind of like growing out your hair.
100%.
There's a shitty phase
I'm doing
in between.
It right now.
I mean, look at this little shit mustache.
Yeah.
No, nobody's going to think it looks good now or when it grows out.
Correct.
But, you know, it's that little shitty phase where you got to just be like, hey, work with me.
Yeah. Also, it's going to be really funny because when you grow out your mustache, it's going to look like trash. Everyone's gonna be like, yo, take it off.
Yeah.
It's also funny when I grow my hair because I'm growing it like, I want to grow it like long. And it's funny because
how long?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. But it's funny when I get to the length, I'm like, all right, that's it. Everyone's going to be like, garbage. I'm going to be like, bet. And I'm going to cut it. So I'm gonna waste six months of my life.
Yeah, 6 months.
Okay. I don't know.
Do you have like a hairstyle in mind or something you saw that like inspired it? Do you see a guy who's riding a horse shirtless with his hair in the wind and you're like, bet?
I saw a horse and I was like, bet.
Do horses know they got like great hair?
I think
they do. Cause fucking.
That's true. They always go. Yeah. Do you think they know they got great dick? Have you seen a horse's penis?
Horse cock. That's like a phrase.
Wow.
Great.
Every time I see one, I go, wow.
And by every time, how often?
I go to the zoo a bunch. does the zoo have a horse? Have horses?
Nah, they're kind of middle ground.
What would that
like,
be?
It would be stupid. It would be that's just a barn.
Yeah, that would also be like
you can just see horses for free.
Of course, but you just so funny. It's like having a horse at the zoo is like having dogs at a zoo. Can you imagine going to the zoo and there's like golden retrievers? You're like, bitch, I spent $70 to get in here. Do you remember when we went to the fucking San Diego Zoo for $1,000?
Finesse, bro. And they had the speakers. That's what I think about is the speakers were playing ambient, like, animal noises. And the animal's like, we ain't making that fucking happy-ass music.
I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I'm depressed. They took my vocal box out or else I would be like, chirp, chirp, motherfucker. But now I'm just like, chirp, I guess.
They're so depressed there. You ever have a bird growing up?
No, but we had a friend who had a bird. And that shit would never shut the fuck up. And I think we've talked about it before. It's so funny when you can just put a towel over the bird cage and the bird's like, it is nighttime? Surely I thought it was only 2:37 p.m. I guess it is 9:45. Good night, world. And then they just shut up. It's amazing.
That's what you do with puppies. Puppies go right to sleep.
Really?
Yeah.
You put shit over the cage?
Yeah, like a little sheet. And they go to sleep.
But birds are just funny because birds suck.
Birds suck. What in the fuck? Why do we even have birds?
It's just like, why? Exactly. Unless it flies around your house, no.
That'd be,
flies,
that'd be
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, but the same. It'd be dope.
That'd be sick.
Like you make an omelet and the fucking sparrow.
Hell yeah, just like a bald eagle.
Fuck!
I was homeschooled with a pet bird.
So. You had a bird?
Yeah, I had a pet bird.
Damn.
Gay, what the fuck?
Damn, bro, this interview could be many. That's crazy. You know, what's weird is growing up in like middle school, that's how people would describe you. They'd be like, who's gay? Oh, he's got a bird?
Mm-hmm.
And people would automatically know what you're talking about. He's got a bird. Like lizards or snakes. Oh, he got like that. He got like bearded dragons.
Right.
People who have bearded dragons grow up to probably at least once or twice think about shooting up a school.
Yeah.
Bearded dragons were like the most like trench coat type vibe people. Everybody I knew they had bearded dragons now. They're the type of people that when the second they get to like age 18, they're like, I don't need social media. And they just cut it off. I don't like those people that are like, I don't do social. Because I met some fucking kids that came up to me or whatever, like off the YouTube shit. They're talking about it. And the mom goes, I don't. Or his older sister goes, I don't do social media. I don't need all that. I said, like, what do you, what?
Why don't you need it?
What are you hiding?
What are you trying to hide? Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you trying to hide?
It's just weird. But it's like also like, what do you, I don't know.
You're not photogenic? You got shitty opinions?
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
Fucking Sudoku puzzles.
What do you talk to people?
Haiku poems.
You fucking loser. Who you, Gabe?
Yeah, but those are the people that they got. Jesus. But the people without social media, they let you know within instant seconds. You be like, hey, do you know how to get to the Duncan Hall? She's like, I would know, but I'm not on Twitter because I'm not corrupting my brain. So if you see from this 1800s map, this is where the pirate chest buried. Huh?
You go, all right. Well, if you're that person and you're trying to lean into it, letting everybody know that you're not on social media, you're doing it for the play, not because you actually... It's like the people that have a fucking flip phone. They take it out like, look at me, I don't give a fuck. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
The flip phone fucking people make me so angry. The flip phone people are exactly like the I don't do social media people. They're like trying to do this hipster stance.
Well, that's me with people in military time that aren't in the military. Anybody that's not in the military, got military time... it's just what it's like you work a 9-to-5 job at you get 2 hours out of the day, maybe three, maybe five,
and you don't even know
I'm
what
not
hour
even doing
it is.
Math, yeah. This is
you ever look at you don't even know what it is. What time is it? Oh, if you start with O, fuck you.
Oh yeah, just
what time
it
is it? Oh, 300. Shut the fuck up.
It just makes anything sound insane. You're like, oh, I'm picking up my daughter at 0800. From fucking where?
Also, you know what I hate?
Afghanistan.
She in Iraq.
Nah, she's four houses down. I got to pick her up from this play that we're saying. You also.
You know what else I hate? I hate when I ask a mother how old their kid is. Oh. And they say 71 months. Don't know what that means. Don't know what that means. What's the cutoff? What's the cutoff?
12. 12 months.
Thank you.
Even at 12 months, I'm like, year.
Oh, no, you say 1 year. You, after 11 months, you say a year, and then you go, how old's your daughter? You say a year until that motherfucker's two.
So what if they're 14 months? What do you say?
You say 1 year.
And then if they're 18 months, still 1 year?
1 year. Here's where I'm at, okay? I got angry. If I say, how old your kid? And you say 1 year. And then I say, okay, how old your kid again? And then this other person goes, 13 months. There's no difference. I don't feel any different. So just say a year.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What is the point of giving me fucking one extra month? What does that do? It does nothing.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a flex. I think the only time it comes into play is if two moms are talking and they're like, oh yeah, my son learned to talk at 14 months.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, that's, I guess my son's a dumbass because he learned at, they nudge the kid, 18 months was your first word, dumbass. Wasn't it? Wasn't.
Your first word was dumbass.
About, yeah, moms care about that shit.
I couldn't read for mad long.
They told me,
yep.
Good. When I was a freshman in college, I read at like a seventh grade level, and I don't even know where to go from that.
How many months is that?
Too many.
Okay.
Like 35.
Seventh grade level?
Yeah.
That's fine. When I had an eye exam, when I had like...
As a freshman in college?
It's fine, dude. Why do you need to read faster than a seventh grade level? You do this for a living.
Keyword.
We don't read.
Keyword. He did say read, so I do know how to do that.
Do you know how to read? Do you read?
Besides I don't
read. Twitter?
No.
You don't read any books?
No. Because
why? What do you do?
I get a paragraph in, and then I start thinking about random shit. I'll be a paragraph in and be like, damn, whatever happened to that one Razor scooter I bought for the video a year ago? I do miss Razor scooters. Razor scooters be nice. Dude. What about that one Razor scooter at a wheelie bar? But I'm still turning the page like I'm reading. I'm just on autopilot.
There's been numerous times where I turn the page five times. I go, hey, Michael, don't know anything. I have to go the fuck back.
How do you feel about audiobooks? I feel like this is cheating. Like, you're not, like,
I'm cool on it. But you know what's funny is I zone out more on audiobooks than I do on regular books. Because you can zone out so easy with audiobooks. So you're not really using your brain. You're just listening. When you're reading, you're like reading. So you have to like, you know, you're like being active with it. Huh?
When you're reading, you read it.
But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, when you're, your like, brain you're actually reading.
Is putting shit together. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to, because my lack of English is not great.
I think it's fine.
Or what happens, I get nervous when people around me start using big words. I'm like, time for me to bust out the big words.
What you got?
And I spell quarantine with a C. And they're like, huh?
I have tried to spell quarantine so many times, and I always do the speak to text.
Oh yeah,
quarantine.
Right. I'm just walking down the street, just silent, like quarantine, and they're like,
"What?"
Or must be really mad.
Or corona. Don't know how that spell. Every time I spell like the beer, I go, "That's not right." It is right.
Oh yeah,
it is.
I do that with so many words where I just like whisper into it seductively.
You know what sounds so much worse than coronavirus?
COVID.
Oh my God.
Well, it's put you at a number at the end. I'm like, this is a motherfucking New York license plate, bro. What is this shit?
COVID-19?
That sounds like
you're in a Steven Seagal movie.
Coronavirus sounds like.
Sounds fun.
Hey, like it'll be on the calendar. It's like, it sounds like Coney. Remember that bullshit? Coney? Yeah.
Coney, well, actually, 2020? Coney,
they had numbers at the end too.
Coney, well, because he was like a campaign.
2012.
2012?
I don't know what it was.
I don't know what he's in jail. Do you hear what happened? But, he got super drunk or fucked up, whatever, run around traffic naked like Martin Lawrence. He was jerking off?
Something. Or was that Pee Wee Herman? Somebody jerked off.
I mean,
somebody's
dick. You know what's crazy about Pee Wee Herman? This motherfucker was in a porn thing jerking off. Where else is he supposed to jerk off?
Yeah, what's the what? Where was the problem with that?
I
was
have
there
no
kids in the porn theater.
No,
he
was just jerking off like a full ass adult.
And he got in trouble for that?
Yeah, and he got trouble, and then his career was fucking garbage. I mean, I guess if you like you're teaching kids shit, whatever. I guess it was like so different than who he was on TV that people freaked out.
Yeah.
Also,
oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Also, you're very wealthy, so jerk off in your big home. Why do you need to go to a theater?
You quarantine. He's home alone. He's fucking Pee Wee Herman.
Are you freaking out?
And then he's like, I need to fucking jerk off in public.
Do you think he makes that noise when he comes? I think so.
Probably.
You ever make different noises when you come or no? My noises are all the same.
What does crying sound like? I'm just like, when this quarantine gonna be over? They try, we have a girlfriend. I know.
You ever have a girl cry after you guys have sex?
What?
Yeah.
Don't. Huh?
Yeah.
Like emotionally just be like, I love you.
Not even so much like I love you. Just like they literally start weeping.
No.
There's something that's like very connected or very close to like orgasming and crying for a lot of women.
But to change, no, my roommate or no, you'll see.
That was between Marley and me.
This is very close to that. My roommate, one of my best friends in this whole world, told me he lost his virginity to Lion King, and he said he came the same time that the lion roared, and I was like,
"That's dope."
I was like, "Do you think that's real?" That's hilarious. That's a hilarious thing, though.
Oh, you think he was lying? Oh, I hope not.
I don't know.
Really,
that's
cool.
Fucking crazy. And also,
how do you get horned up watching Lion King? I mean, Nala's bad.
I was going to say.
Have you ever seen Nala?
Nala, I could just be looking at the front of the cover and be like, y'all give me a second alone. This just went from a PG-13
to
a PP.
Am I PB Herman? Fuck.
Yo, I just thought that was the coolest story ever. It's
Nala's
the
got a.
Of, oh, God.
Damn!
I don't know.
Nala's got a bunch of vagina hair. You cool with that?
Nala?
Yeah, Nala is a motherfucking lion.
But here's the thing. If she got all shaved up, she'd be looking like a hairless cat. Would she still be bad?
Are you fucking on it.
Amber Rose?
Yuck.
What?
Hairless cats are ugh.
They're so... Those are like the people who are trying to prove something big. I don't got social media.
Yes.
People with hairless cats be like, oh, you never seen a hairless cat? You just... Motherfuckers you don't love... It's like, you got that because you wanted to be different.
You want to be different. And also, you're scaring children.
Yeah. You don't want to cuddle that fucking elbow fucking skin.
It's ball skin.
Dude.
It's a testicle skin walking on your house.
It's weird. I mean, yeah, they're
not cute. If you say that, I'm brazen microphone. They're not cute. They're fucking gross. They look like goblins. They're from hell, I think. They're straight. All cats are from hell, but that one is definitely, that's the king of hell. The king of the cat. I hate it.
It's weird. The best part of like having an animal is it being all soft and gets all snuggly against you.
Yeah.
But this one is like sweating on you and shit.
It's disgusting.
And like, you know, when you like, you're sitting on leather for too long, your leg is stuck to it. The cat goes to get off your leg and he's like, ah, man, hold up.
He's dragging it back like it's a fucking, like it's a blanket at a hotel. Give me that shit back. Give me that goddamn nut skin back. Where does the nuts, where does the cat with no skin's balls start and end?
Balls?
Yeah.
Cats got balls?
Nah. Anyways.
I don't think they got balls.
Well, where does all that region start and stop?
Have you ever seen a cat? I've never seen a cat fuck.
They be horny.
Really?
They be so horny. Really? So what they do is they're notorious for fucking pillows. They on that freak shit. They on you shit.
They fuck pillows?
Yeah.
I like cats. Bro. They got a lot of good ideas.
No, they be horny ass animals. My old cat, my boy, RIP the legend. He would just walk.
He died?
Yeah.
Of what?
A while ago. Of what? Age, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought, did you say AIDS?
Age.
Magic Johnson ass cat.
Magic's still alive, bro. I wish my cat was still here.
Magic Johnson's not alive.
What?
Yeah. So they're weakening and burning that motherfucker. He didn't live.
What?
What did you say before I said this?
Did you say, Bernie
what
Sanders?
Did you say? Weekend at Bernie's.
What is that?
You ain't watch movies. This dumb motherfucker.
I thought this weekend we're burning. I was like, is that a reference to your AIDS?
No, have you ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
I've seen American Pie.
My God, you see American Pie and Marley and
I've
me.
Seen like 10 movies.
So Weekend at Bernie's, their boss dies. And they realize if they keep up appearances of the boss, they get money. I don't know the fucking exact thing.
Oh, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, you've seen the movie.
He's running for president, right?
Exactly, dude.
What are we talking about? My cat?
You were talking about your cat, R.I.P.
Oh, he would just see a pillow.
That died of AIDS.
No, he would just walk up to a pillow and just get all freaky on it. And then they just like do this weird like hump thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was fucking. And then one time I looked at the pillow and there was a little bit of...
Hold on. How much nut are we talking about?
Half a pinky nail's worth.
That's it?
That's not very much.
That's why your cat died. It was backed up.
Put it in size, though.
Huh?
Put it in size, though.
Oh, put it, like, if, to scale?
If you were a cat, what are you fucking pumping out there, huh? Like a 6-ounce water bottle? Like a water bottle? Like a whiskey bottle on an airplane?
Yeah.
I still lie. I couldn't do
that
as a human.
That's a lot.
Like the lid of one of those.
Let me ask you this real quick.
All right. This is going to be...
Did you say no?
No, I said, all right. What if I would just...
I was just like, no.
Anyways, what is it, huh?
I thought you said no. Fuck, that was... Oh.
What are you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you. So sometimes when you're fucking for a little bit and you don't want to come, you can sort of edge back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So how come... And maybe, Gabriel, this is a Google question, but how come when you're edging, you seem to have more come and like more like results when you're edging versus if you just fuck whatever and then come when you
think
want?
You're building it up.
Yeah, but what's the build? So your balls are like, we need more. Like, what is that? Like, I don't get it.
I think you just keep creating. And it's just like, it's like if you had to pee and you kept drinking water.
But where's the... Your balls are drinking water? Like, I understand that idea. But, like, where does it come from? Like,
here's my logic on this.
Okay,
this is
you give yours and I'll give mine, and then we'll, and Gabriel actually gives the
answer. One of those guns you used to have to pump back in the day.
Super soakers.
Nerf. Yeah, I think it's just like
you jerking off, bro?
Yeah.
All right.
Demonetized. Anyways, so when you use, you could pump off one, but when you keep going, the nuts are like, they're like a little army down there, and they're like, we need more fuel. And they just keep throwing. I think they just keep pumping it up.
But the pump up's a pressure thing. It doesn't add more water. What I'm saying is, if we're staying with the super cycle analogy, I'm saying that there's more liquid that comes out. So your balls somehow are pumped. So since you're pumping and building pressure, your balls are creating, you're putting more water into the water gun. Does that make sense? So you're shooting more than if you just came one time, or if you didn't edge at all. So edging is creating. Is this?
Yeah, you're on track.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah. So you're not releasing more sperm, but when you're edging, your prostate is creating more fluid. So like filler or buffer fluid. So
buffer fluids?
That's what they're calling it on the internet. I don't know. So you keep generating that while you're edging.
So I wonder at what point there's no more more buffer juice.
Yeah. There's more. Well, there's more semen, but there's the same amount of sperm.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. So semen is just liquid.
Yeah.
And sperm is inside it. Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah.
So no matter how much, even if you get nervous and nut off three pumps, it's still the same amount of semen in that versus if you fucking doing it for all nine innings of a baseball game.
Same amount of sperm, less sperm semen.
Wait, what?
So semen's like the juice and sperm is the sperm. But if you edge versus just pump and dump.
Same amount of bullets, more gunpowder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it wasn't going to work, but I was like, this is it.
When it came out of your face, I was like, this for sure doesn't work. And then I thought about it for 8 seconds. That shit works.
Same amount of bullets, more gunpowder.
Is that a new t-shirt?
It's a lot of words on a t-shirt. Dude, speaking of merch real quick, somebody made these at the Oklahoma show. And these things fucking fire.
I don't know if you can see these guys. It literally says it's a
Starbucks girl. Would you bang?
Oh, dude, I did an entire 2-hour Instagram story about this.
Really?
Yes, I would.
When was this?
This was when I was in Tahoe. This was like whatever 3 weeks ago when comedy was still around. But I was drinking at Starbucks and I looked up and I was like, yo, this bitch will get it.
So is it the hair that makes her look curvaceous, or is she?
No, she bad. She's curvaceous. She's drone.
Let me ask you this though: is the white part in the middle? Is that her body, or is the hair covering? Is that where her body cuts off, or is the hair covering the rest of her body?
Okay, well there's two different opinions about this, because if the hair is covering her body sucks. But if her hair is sort of on the outside of her body, her body's curvaceous as fuck.
I mean,
but it's a good question. Either way, she's from the sea. I did some research because I was like, oh, this bitch is bad. I need to do some research. She's from the sea, and they drew her. She's like a sexual sea object, and like from folklore or whatever.
What is a Starbuck? Where does it come from?
What?
What is Starbucks?
Oh, I think it's a person's last name, I'm assuming.
Really?
Gabriel, please.
You know what's so crazy?
What's up?
Is when you hear something so many times, you just like wouldn't even question it.
Dude, that's what I had a moment about the Starbucks woman. I've been drinking Starbucks for 10 fucking years. It was the first time I looked up. I go, oh my God, she's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Starbuck was the name of the first mate of the whale ship from Moby Dick. Ship in Moby Dick.
What?
Starbuck was the name of the first mate of the whale ship from Moby Dick.
First mate of the whale ship.
Who's mate? Guy, girl, or her?
I don't.
Where's she coming to play? Is that his bitch?
But that makes sense though, because this woman is from the sea. She's like a sexual sea, whatever the fuck, from the ocean. And if they named Starbuck because it was the first mate of Moby Dick, that makes sense. They're trying to keep in the sea metaphors.
Dude, imagine creating Starbucks. They're everywhere.
Dude, this type of...
I got stocks in Starbucks. I own this shit.
No, you don't.
I could bang.
Do you understand?
I do have stocks.
You do have stocks, but they're worth 11 cents.
My uncle got them for me when I was in like sixth grade.
Oh.
He bought me stocks in like sixth or seventh grade.
Bro, you might be caking in sixth grade?
Oh. I don't know.
I thought you were going
to
say some crazy shit.
It's so weird to be like a sixth grader and be like, yeah, I can't wait to get these holographic Pokemon cards. And he's like, I got you stocks at Starbucks. Now, I get residuals from them like every like month or so. It's like not. It's like $6.
Well, I mean, how many stocks?
I don't even know.
Okay.
But I own probably this cup. Well, I do own that cup.
Yeah, it is funny when you own stock in a company. You really do own a piece of that company. So when you walk in, you know, dude, if you own stock in a company, you should be able to go like, there should be a separate line for you.
That'd be dope.
I mean, dude, you own.
It's just so funny how little they give a fuck. That's like when I did a brand deal for Wetzel's Pretzels. Have I talked about that on here?
I don't think so.
I did a brand deal for Wetzel's Pretzels. It was my first brand deal ever.
Wetzel Pretzels changed name. Worst ever. I mean, fucking Wetzel, who the fuck are you? Starbucks.
You ever had one?
Oh, they are
a fresh hot baked pretzel.
Oh, dude,
I'll tell you what.
What do you like more? I'm sorry, I'm gonna cut you off. What do you like more? Wetzel's pretzel or a fresh Wetzel's pretzel or fresh what's that donut company?
Cinnabon?
Nah, what's that donut company?
Krispy Kreme.
Thank you.
Krispy Kreme fresh. Oh. I like just the glazed ones there. Anything
do
else,
they fuck, have any other donuts?
That's what
there?
I'm saying. It's
do they sell
just
donuts?
The glazed ones? Like, I'll be like, can I get glazed? And then go to reach for it in the case. I'll be like, nah, the bitch right there. Come off the fresh off the shit. That shit, honestly, I feel like
it. Oh my god,
it tastes like if a nut feeling could be a.
What do you think it's glazed with, baby? It's glazed with nut.
Gotta be glazed with. I think Nala back there just licking them.
Nala, where are you, bitch?
She's probably old now. Anyways,
she's gross now. Oh, dude,
she beat.
Oh, she's 73. That movie, dude. That movie was 19. That movie was 19. You want to guess?
Cat years.
Huh?
Well, there's cat years.
Yes, there is cat years.
So she ain't even like.
Oh, I hear you. Oh,
yeah.
She's
so if
dead.
That movie came out 20.
Oh, oh
so
she
came
dead.
Out 20 years ago. I think cat years are 7 or 8 years. She what? 140.
She's dead. Well, she's for sure dead, but maybe
she got 9 lives.
Maybe, but you're maybe.
Maybe she on her 3rd life. I'm gonna hit her up. Let's go, Nala.
But maybe your cat is up there fucking Nala.
Probably
your dude cat.
Anyways,
what are we talking about? Oh, what's
Krispy Kreme. Well, Krispy Kreme. Did okay. Your Krispy Kreme was. We have one near ours, and you would get a free donut when you went there as a kid.
What?
You get a free donut.
Why is your life? Why yeah. is your life incredible? You get free candy at fucking school.
But when we
you get goddamn free donuts.
Bro, that was the thing. If you went there, they would give you a free. I mean, that's they got it like that. They got money like that. They're like, oh, you want a free? Yeah, come on. Get your dumb fat ass over here. And then me and my friends would switch outfits and get another one.
Why? Hold. What is it? Just.
They just pull it off of the conveyor belt thing where they're making them fresh and they hand them out.
Ours, you could see like a machine, like mm-hmm. you'd see it get plumped on, and then you'd see it get that little fucking bukkake glaze layer and then roll out. And then they would just pick one off and give it to you.
Why?
For free. Just to fucking get that little for your taste buds.
I guess.
What do I like better though to answer the question?
Yes.
Wetzel's pretzel
yeah.
or Krispy Kreme, hands down. A warm Krispy Kreme donut. God, bro, that's just a flesh life as a food. That boy came to life.
Let me tell you something. The next time I get one, I'm going to say, they're going to be like, oh, the machine's going to be putting a hole in it. I say, don't fucking put a hole in it. I'm going to put my own fucking hole in it.
You guys like, we respect that, but could you please do that at your own home? Why are your pants down? All right. You just signed your receipt with your dick. Yeah, it's pretty talented, ain't it?
Yeah, you know those fucking elephants that use their snouts to fucking do it.
You just blast through the seat too? That's my signature.
Can you, Gabe, this is an insane thing to look up, but it's my computer, so who fucking cares? Can you look up if there's semen art?
Semen art? Well, probably. You ever Simba'd a girl?
What?
Huh.
Simba'd a girl?
So you be jamming fingers in your mouth just for the fuck of it, but you don't know what a Simba is, or is it a Mufasa? When you take a little bit of nut and you put it on the forehead? Or Rafiki? What is that? What animal does that in the Lion King?
Hold up, Gabe.
I got a lot of.
I did that. I did it recently, and I was pumped.
You did what?
You take a little bit of nut and you smear it on the forehead.
And she accepted that.
That's love, baby. You can't do it on a one night stand. You can't be off top. Be like, it's nice to meet you. So what do you? What? What y'all doing for the holidays?
You do it, and then after you're done, you go, what's your name?
You do it like you just getting that clear at the airport. You do the two fingers, and you just go.
Oh, my God. The what?
What animal does it? Mufasa? Simba? Rafiki?
Rafiki, yeah. The
Rafiki, that
the
freaky.
Monkey, right?
Huh? Yeah, the monkey.
Yeah.
That bitch
wow.
freaky.
And then do you pick her up afterwards?
Nah, I don't have that kind of upper body strength.
Yeah. Holy
no,
shit.
I tried to do stand-up banging one time where you hold them and do it. And the girl started laughing. And I was like, that's not great for my ego.
Dude, you can't get any leverage or angle like that.
I don't,
it's
but
just,
I just wanted to
test. You can do it,
I mean, I got a giant mirror in my room. So I'm just trying to be like, can I see a bicep vein?
She
started laughing. And I was like, this is not good for my ego.
That's so funny. That's what I don't have in my room that I need to put in there. Like a mirror. I got in college.
What do you look at when you're banging?
I'm sorry?
That's the coolest part.
I know.
See yourself bang. I see my little chicken bitch ass legs putting in that quote unquote work.
Listen.
Everybody calling off for that day.
I bet you can put in work, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry.
I wanna hate on it, but I'm sure you're doing it. I'm sure you get it in.
Yeah, I just, yeah. The funny thing, we talked about it like a couple episodes ago, is like when you go to get that, the slap on the ass, and you, yep, and you get a dud.
Yep.
That wrecks a dude's ego. If you go, if you go to get that, and you get a,
you're just like, oh, we're gonna stop, yeah, we're done, yeah, we're done, yeah.
I'm a pop a balloon instead. How does that? Is that cool?
That gets you hot, yeah. No.
What if you did to your own hand? Did you just dab yourself up? What? Nah, that was you.
That was you. That was your ass, but.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol had cum paintings selling for $40,000 now.
What?
He nutted or he drew it?
He nutted on a canvas.
Bro.
Yeah. It's you just like a dirty like a white celebrity canvas with sort of like a yellow stains on it, if you can see.
That's cum?
Yeah.
Andy Warhol. This is real.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so famous that you're going to have
you could
sell my floor.
Dude, here's what you do.
Okay.
You land a massive movie. You're huge.
Yes.
You're the fucking next Miles Teller. There's probably...
I'm okay with that.
I don't even. Who's the biggest actor in the world? The Rock? Yes. Vin Diesel?
The Rock is.
You
by
turn
far
into the next Rock, and you cut out 2 4x4s.
Yep.
From your office floor.
Yep. I mean, 40 grand, nothing.
That's crazy.
That's insane. And how many does he have? Or does he?
I think it was just one.
Wild.
Andy he edged Warhol. His whole life. His last word.
He never came one time. It's the canvas is not even actually white. The canvas is fucking red. But he just covered it, and then it's white. It's crazy, dude.
Well, here's the funny part about the Andy Warhol thing is like people buy art just to flex it. So people are probably just like, "What, did your son do that?" He's like, "My son." It's actually covered with kids. Andy Warhol semen, 1993. People are just like, "We're gonna get takeout." Is that cool? We're gonna not.
Who's impressed by that? Who is the lunatic? Because it's one type of lunatic to buy that, but it's another type of lunatic to be impressed by that. Do you know what I mean? Who's
it's
more of a lunatic?
Flex, you know, it's purely a flex.
Yeah, but it's a super weird flex to someone to be.
It's when you've bought everything in the world you could do with wealth, and then you're like, oh, I'm down. Have you been on the website that shows you like the thing is Bill Gates? It's like you can buy like it shows you like you have insane amount of options. You can buy like 13 Lambos, 4 houses, this, that. And it shows if you bought all that, how much percentage it would take away from Bill Gates.
Right.
Have you seen that?
I have not, but I understand.
It's a website and it shows you like how much damage it would do to his account. It's insane.
Dude, I just watched the Netflix Explained and it's a docuseries. And one of them is about billionaires. They said if you buy a Ferrari, it equates to, you know, those Fisher Price cars, the plastic ones that little kids just whirl. It equates to that. That's literally the exact equation.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I Postmates food to my house. I'm like, I need to work my ass off this week.
So. I can't do that yet. Yeah. I'm just too much. I'm too Jewish. Also, the corona's coming. Like, I'm so nervous to spend a dollar.
Oh, yeah. You see the person's hand that they're delivering it with.
Yeah.
Shaking.
You're like, why are you? Okay. All right.
You give it to your dog. Your dog's like, I'm good. You
I need talk. A dog so bad. I'm going to get a dog. Let's get into some.
Sock talk. Do you love me?
Are you riding?
Are you riding?
Remix.
Are you riding? Are you riding? Are you demonetized?
Came on my floor. Is shit wasn't bad.
No, that's pretty cool. We got a question here from Avery Rutkowski who says, "Who's your dream guest on the podcast, dead or alive?"
Ooh, wow. See, we have to break this down because obviously, you want to be like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or something like fucking Tom Cruise.
I want
whatever.
Somebody funny.
That's what I was going to go. You know that's my next is? Thing. It's like, you got to.
And I mean, like, I love the legends. Like Bernie Mac would be hilarious. But like, what would we relate on? You know? Or nothing. Would it be cool to just talk to somebody like that and just hear? It would be more of an interview. I'm talking to somebody I could just riff with.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Could you riff with him?
I don't think so. You know who would be fun? Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Would be crazy. Also, he has insane stories. Also, you could riff with fucking anyone. But I would have a fear that he would just take the podcast over and we'd just listen to him ramble for an hour.
Yeah. So Chris DeStefano. I love Chris. I would probably want to do somebody who's in the music world because...
Really?
I mean, if you got another comedian on, it would be very just like you're talking shop. Just comedy, 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 comedy.
Right.
I think it's funny when you can kind of like, I thought the gravy episode was really cool because so like good. You find similarities in the two. Like I'd almost want to do somebody like Tyler, the Creator, who's got a personality a lot of people know, and just kind of just like just kind of just chop it out and just see
that's
like
a good one.
Where the worlds collide. Because if you get somebody who's a comedian, I mean, like, you, well, there, I mean, honestly, like, fuck, there'd be a lot of people.
There'd be a lot. I don't know if this would be my number one, but on my list of like top five would be Jim Carrey. I would love to talk to him.
Yeah.
Because he can definitely go introspective, but he also obviously is super funny.
Would it be more of an interview or like a riff, do you think, with them? Because that's the thing.
I feel like you would end up interviewing.
I mean, the video would do insane numbers regardless.
Right.
I think if you just wanted to riff with somebody, you'd almost want to be like somebody whose work you admire that's like at our age or level, you know?
Right. I was going to say, you know what would be a good riff episode would be Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
If you find someone who does improv, then the person would be funny, riffy, and wouldn't take over the podcast. If you get a stand-up personality, that's when you fall into taking over the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like Will Ferrell's used to working with a team because he does improv. I think that's
your like best. An actor who like does a lot of like improv stuff like that. Like Charlie Day would be awesome.
Wow, Charlie Day would be so fun.
So funny.
Will Ferrell, I think, would be crazy fun. But what's someone like around our age that would be fucking super fun? You think Kevin Hart would be fun? I think Kevin Hart's interview would be really fun.
Yeah, I think it would be cool because you would look at it. Well, what's weird when you talk to somebody like of a certain status and you're deep in conversation, you forget who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're just talking to somebody, you're like, yo, you're motherfucker. You're like when you're not here, you're selling out arenas. Yeah. But now you're person to person and it's very normal.
That's why I think it would be fucking awesome. Because Kevin Hart, I mean, I've never met him, but he seems like he would be down to earth, like a fun dude to just like fuck around with.
Yeah. And I feel like he would kind of like bust your balls and wouldn't be like too.
But dead or alive, we're forgetting people who are dead. I mean, I know I said Robin Williams, but we're forgetting like, I mean, bro, like Lenny Bruce would be dope.
Yeah.
Just like talk about like the start of stand-up. I would fucking love that. It would get interviewy, but like for me, it would be worth it.
I mean, yeah, fuck. I mean, just like a. Yeah, I guess I don't know. For me, if it was like this podcast, it's a riff format. But if it's somebody, it's like if you could interview anybody in the world, it's a different answer for me.
That's a good one. Well, if you could interview anyone, dead or alive,
I would interview anybody dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
I would probably have to go with.
I would go Richard Pryor.
It was on the tips of my tongue.
Yeah.
I would say Richard Pryor, like probably Live on Sunset Strip era.
Like in that era? Yeah.
I think that's one back there.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that would be.
But like, cause he kind of dipped into both sides of like that, like rock star lifestyle.
Yeah.
That,
I
would just like any of those dudes back from when the Comedy Store was like a fucking cocaine, any of those dudes that lived in the house, you know?
Yes.
I mean, Pauly Shore would be a wild interview too, just because he went through all that, lived through all that. I mean, there's so many good interviews out there.
We might be able to get Pauly Shore.
Did I tell you something?
I know. That's what I'm saying. We might be able to get him, honestly.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
He told me.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah. If like dead or alive, to answer this question, it would be Richard Pryor. 100%. Because I understand this format is more like riff heavy, but like just to sit down and fucking talk to him and chop it up about like the old Comedy Store memories, his movie memories, his cocaine fucking addict, like all that kind of shit.
Eddie Murphy would be insane too.
Fuck. You want Eddie Murphy or Richard Pryor?
I would go Eddie. Wow. I would go Eddie too. Richard also did movie stuff, but like Eddie, like Raw and Delirious were like, he was young at that age.
Yeah.
He was like, so to talk to somebody who had fame that early on, not only like overnight success, but like people were like pumped he was that famous at that age, because some people get super famous at the age like 23, 24 and everybody's like, man, fuck you don't deserve it. I think when Raw and Delirious were out, they were like, fuck yeah. Like, he was, I don't know how old he was,
bro, he was 22
right
when Delirious came out. 20,
that's insane.
Two, bro.
I mean, who do you think would be a modern day like that? I mean, the comedy styles are way different. I'm not comparing their comedy at all, but Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Just for somebody who got put on so many eyes all at once at such a young age, I'd be interested to be like, what's it like, you know?
Yeah, no, that would be fun. That would be fun. I'm just saying, like, the level of fame is not even close. It's not even close.
Who is like that?
Like Eddie Murphy? The only person that's close to Eddie Murphy fame back then is Kevin Hart.
I'm saying right now. Like,
Kevin Hart.
But in their 20s.
Oh, no one. Dude, he was a rock star. I mean, maybe Bieber? I'm not shitting you. Eddie Murphy was Bieber famous.
Oh, yeah.
So Bieber, maybe. Is there anyone else that's like that young? That like, I mean, Bieber's what, 25? I would say Bieber. That interview would be crazy.
Bieber?
Yeah. I mean, we can't get him for sure, no, but like, yeah. Yeah.
Just, I would love to talk to somebody who's that big just to talk to him on a personal level where it's not paparazzi. It's not an interview. It's right. Just talking. Just like, because I think at the end of the day, you realize that everybody, even though, no matter how big they are, like, once you weave through all that shit,
yeah,
and what the facade they put on, it's like, it's just a human conversation.
But sometimes it's not, though. You've been famous for that long. Sometimes you don't know what life is. And
well,
you,
some of the people I've met, but have you met anyone that's like, oh, this is, have you met anyone that's like insanely famous that you were like shook by how normal they wore, and then vice versa, where you're like, oh, that's just you as a person?
Yes. I don't really want to say names, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the people, the one that's in the negative frame, they're stand-ups, so I don't want to say their names, but yeah, there was two different stand-ups that I met that are dumb famous that I'm like, oh, you're not real anymore. You're not like,
oh, you're out of here.
You're surrounded by so many yes people that you're not a human being anymore. Like, you don't know how life works, and it's sad, sort of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I said this before. I met Bieber. He was the most normal motherfucker in the world. Right. Yeah. I mean, this was, you know, 6 years
ago. So maybe we can get him.
I don't think I'm fucking...
To answer your story, I mean, that's such a hard question. I would want to interview somebody from each, like, somebody from an actor, a musician, comedian. Like, there's so many people.
We're also forgetting, like, Benjamin Franklin.
Man, fuck that fool,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you
were
a
win. He was in the rain holding up keys to electricity. I don't want that, dumbass.
You dumbass bitch.
Real answer, Pam Anderson. Ooh, all right? What them things talking about, boy?
Yo, I was seeing
Mia Khalifa, bro.
Which Khalifa?
Mia
no.
Khalifa.
Huh?
Mia Khalifa.
Oh, Mia Khalifa, yeah.
You know who that is?
Yes.
Gabe, you know who that is?
Mm-hmm. Mia Khalifa's nipples are weird. I tell you that right now. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Her nipples are hanging weird.
I'll be right back. Anyway. she banging.
This is going to be crazy. I don't think so. I'm sorry, everyone. I apologize. I'm going to get a hate mail. I agree. But I don't think she's hot.
I think I know why you don't.
Why? Because her feet gross?
Nah. Do you see any resemblance...
Woo!
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know what you're going with.
Do you see any resemblance with the X?
A little bit.
Mavis! Delete all my Instagrams!
Sheridan! Get your ass in here! Mow the grass with your teeth.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Alright, next question.
Next question.
Alright, let's do a secret sock. This comes from an anonymous listener who says, I got cheated on, so later I broke up with two other guys up from their girls to make me feel better and get over it.
Wait, what?
She got cheated on.
I'm not good at math.
So she cheated on.
No. She got cheated on, right? So she broke up with her man. Then she felt so low about herself, she was trying to get her self-esteem back and essentially vengeance. So she broke up two other couples and fucked their men to feel better.
Oh. Yeah.
Bro, that's some video game level shit. That's some GTA mission right there.
Yeah, dude, that's
Go home, wreck four people's lives.
I get it. I mean, it's insanely wrong, but like...
That newly single mindset is vengeance.
Dude, you're telling me, bro. Huh? You're telling me. The ideas that float through your head to like try to get your dignity back or even just try to not be sad, it's crazy. And then...
Well, the excuses you make in your head to be like, well, this happened to me, so
exactly.
I just... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. It's fucked up. But there's not, you know, I've been in that mindset where I'm like super sad. And I'm like, okay, my value shattered. Let me see if I can get it back. Slept with completely wrong people or just like people that
you're just like quieting the brain. I feel like
100%, dude. It's a distraction.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude. Whoever wrote that, I know that you like don't feel great about it, but fuck, dude, I completely get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's it,
bro.
Well, sorry to go out on such a serious note. You know.
What do you mean?
That was very like...
What? Yeah. Benjamin Franklin got a big idea.
Benjamin Franklin?
Got a big idea.
Did he?
I don't know. He didn't even use a quill to write that goddamn
Could you imagine being Ben Franklin?
No. First of all,
you just walk in a room with a girl, you turn on the light, she's like, the fuck is that? That's on me, baby.
That's what I'm saying, dude. We're talking about like Eddie Murphy fame, miss. Bitch.
Imagine,
Benjamin Franklin famous?
These hoes up here, these little LED lights. He created it. Not LED lights, but electricity.
You know what's funny? So many Benjamin Franklin quote-unquote inventions, everyone says that it's not him. His company just acquired them. So,
well,
fucking white people, huh?
God damn.
God damn. All right, that's the episode.
Fucking, who knows?
Crazy. We got to go. Fucking Corona's all in our brains. Guys, listen, man.
Stay away
safe.
From the COVID-19.
Yeah, stay safe. You know, brush your fucking face. You know what I mean? We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And go on iTunes and rate and subscribe and review. Please, please, please. You guys are home. You have nothing else to do. Do it. Also, join that motherfucking Patreon. We have like 26, 27 episodes on there already. So it's only $5 a month. So get on that shit. Yo, bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We're a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!